Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Next week begins the holiday season. It starts with Thanksgiving and ends with New Year's Day. It also begins the annual tug of war between the things of the world and the things of God. The idea that we should shop till we drop versus the idea that we should stop and praise God for His abundant blessings and for the gift of His Son as our Savior and Lord. There are those who believe that Thanksgiving is nothing more than turkey in the Macy's parade, and that Christmas is an excuse to go deep into debt to buy the latest and greatest toy or video game or high-tech gadget. For their part, the stores are more than willing to accommodate our consumer feeding frenzy. Many started putting Christmas items on the shelves in late September and recently announced plans to be open on Thanksgiving Day. When they received pushback from those who feel that the move takes the focus off of the true meaning of Thanksgiving, one retailer said, "Hey, it's a chance for families to start a new tradition." And speaking of tug-of-wars, sooner than not, we'll witness the efforts of the politically correct crowd to remove all vestiges of Christ from Christmas, beginning with the name itself. Is it better to say Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays? Is it a Christmas tree or a holiday tree? Will it cause irreparable harm to students if schools include religiously themed carols in their pageants, or are we reduced to jingle bells and Santa got run over by a reindeer? It seems so silly, but it's really not. It's the classic battle between those who worship God and those who reject Him. And it's nothing new. In his Thanksgiving Proclamation of 1863, President Lincoln said, quote, "The year that is drawing toward its close has been filled with the blessings of fruitful fields and healthful skies. To these bounties, which are so constantly enjoyed that we are prone to forget the source from which they come, others have been added which are of so extraordinary a nature that they cannot fail to penetrate and soften even the heart which is habitually insensible to the ever-watchful providence of Almighty God." End quote. He said it even more clearly 2 years later in a proclamation for a national day of fasting when he said, "We have been the recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We have been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We have grown in numbers, wealth, and power as no nation has ever grown. But we have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand which has preserved us in peace, and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us. And we have vainly imagined, in the deceitfulness of our hearts, that all of these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. Intoxicated with unbroken success, we have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace, too proud to pray to the God who made us." President Lincoln spoke those words 150 years ago, and they are as true today as they were then. With all due respect to the retailer who wants me to start a new tradition by taking my family Christmas shopping on Thanksgiving, I think instead I'll start a new tradition by reading this proclamation as we pause to pray before our Thanksgiving meal on the day set aside to count all of our blessings, and more importantly, to worship our God who bestowed them. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.